Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, homers by Brandon Nimmo, J.D. Davis, and Ahmed Rosario powered the Mets past the Marlins 8-3. Also, the Rays doubled up the Yankees 6-3 to end New York's six-game winning streak. The Phillies destroyed the Red Sox 13-6, and the Nationals outlasted the Braves 8-5. In the NHL, the Flyers are one win away from advancing to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Philadelphia shut out the Canadiens yesterday 2-0, and the Capitals avoided a four-game sweep by defeating the Islanders 3-2. In NHL news, Hockey Hall of Famer and Jets standout Dale Hawerchuk has died at 57 following a battle with cancer. Hawerchuk held the most club scoring records after 9 seasons, contributing with 379 goals and 929 points in 713 games. He later spent 5 seasons with the Sabres before stops in St. Louis and Philadelphia. In the NBA yesterday, the Magic downed the Bucks 122-110, and the Trailblazers tripped up the Lakers 100-93. In NBA news, the Celtics will be going without forward Gordon Hayward for about 4 weeks after Hayward sprained his ankle during Boston's playoff opening victory over Philadelphia. The news could mean the Celtics will shift to a three-guard lineup and more minutes for Marcus Smart. And in NFL news, the Patriots will play their first 2 home games at least without fans in Gillette Stadium. New England reportedly proposed opening the stadium at 20% capacity, but on Tuesday, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker said fans won't be allowed until at least the end of September.
We've had conversations with them and with the Red Sox, and we basically said, look, we're focused at this point on schools and wouldn't plan to do anything with respect to anything like that until we get much farther into the fall.
I'm Jesse King.